Thank the Lord for the service. Like I said, it might not be a full house in here, anything like that, but the presence of God rests here at the Well Ministry. And I'm thankful. I wouldn't want to do it no other way. If I had God's presence wasn't going before me, I wouldn't want to stand up here and be preaching to no one. Because it's not by might of power, but it's by the Spirit of God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26 to 29. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. If somebody can stand, that can stand, will stand. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 and 29. Thank God for the reference of his word, that those, you're honoring God. Amen. Feeling his spirits and referencing him. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound those things are mighty. Amen. Glory to God. And the base things of the world and things which are despised have God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Amen. As you also turn your Bibles to St. Matthew. St. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 14. For many are called, but few are chosen. And our last scripture is found in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. Amen. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you, in due time. Amen. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You'll be seated in the presence of the Lord. We thank the Lord. I feel like that I've been up before now, even in the service of doing what the other things that God would have me. I feel like this is a part two. I've been up for a while, but I thank God for the energy and the strength he's given me that I didn't even know I had. Amen. You want to be used by God in this hour. You can't, amen, wear yourself out and allow yourself to be wear out and give God the leftovers. He can't work, do too much with that. You got to keep a space for him that he will be able to work in your life. Amen. Amen. Our subject today is called by God or approved by man. Called by God or approved by man. You want to know that your call came from God, whether even this call to salvation, not this call to work and ministry and everything, but this call to salvation, because you can't work in ministry, amen, cannot work in ministry for him if you, amen, just don't have salvation. Uh-huh. Amen. You have to be born again of the water and the spirit. Amen. Glory to God. That was a flesh. That is a flesh. Is a flesh. And that was a spirit. Is a spirit. Marvel not. You must be born again. Amen. Glory to God. Called by God. Amen. When you call someone, it's just like it's an order. It's a, there are summons. Amen. You summon someone. You know, you call by God to do the thing. He didn't call you just to come and sit on a pew. He didn't call you just to call you by name, but he called you to work. Anyone that God calls, he did not call them to sit on stool and do nothing. He did not call you to be saved and just say, I'm saved. He called you to work for him, whether you're going to be a witness for him or whether you're going to be a soul winner for him, whatever place he want to place you at in the kingdom, he called you for to work. Amen. Glory to God. He called you to do something. He didn't call you to do nothing. Nothing from nothing. Usually when you do nothing, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Amen. Called, amen, by God. It says, foresee you your calling, amen, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh. God doesn't call people that are high class. I'm not saying he don't use people as high class, but some people, they too high up in themselves. They're not humble enough for God to use. God don't call this all the rich people and leave the other people. I'm not gonna call. He calling people, amen, amen, that people look over. people despise, or people that look, they feel like I don't want to have nothing to do. Then he calls people that have humble spirits. They're not caught up into they self. You know, not like came here with a silver spoon, so to speak, in their mouth. You know, I'm from the royal family. I'm there. He's calling people, amen, that other people will look over. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when he called the 12 disciples, amen, they were fishermen. Amen. They didn't have some big fancy job. They were fishermen. Maybe it was fancy in their day, but I'm saying God calls people of low estate. People, amen, that, glory to God, that will humble themselves and hear God. God, people can't be used by God, because if you have an upty spirit, and you have a spirit that I do what I want to do, God cannot use you. Glory to God. For you see ye your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Amen. He called people, amen, that don't have. I'm not saying you don't have to have no degree. That's fine if you want to get one. God uses people with degrees and uses people that don't have degrees. I don't have a degree, but I've been to God's school. And I don't knock degrees if you want to go to school. But most of this time, most of that, all them degrees and stuff, they just gonna hang on that wall or in the closet somewhere. Because at the end of the day, they tell you to go to school and get all this stuff. And really, to be honest, they're gonna use whatever they want to use anyway. You will not be one of them. So all your degrees, you just got that. I'd rather have neology. I'd rather have some experience than I know to get hold of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm not knocking none of that, but I'm just saying that's not what it's all about. God's calling for people. When you want to be used by God and when God wants you, you have to humble yourself. You got to say, here I am, Lord. I don't know nothing. I need help. You're the one God looking for. You're the one he's summoned. He called and said, many are called. It's not God's will that no man perish, but all come to repentance. But everybody's not going to come to repentance. Many are called. But that's in other scripture. Many are called to salvation. They're not just called to work. A lot of people think when you're talking about calling, they think I'm called to work for God. Well, you got to live right first. You got to answer the call of salvation first, and you got to live right. And you must be born again. Amen. You're fighting demons and devils out here. You better be born again. You better have the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. Because you don't know how to pray as you ought to. You don't have to rebuke no devil in your own strength. Say, Peter, you know, Paul and Peter, I know, but who are you? Them demons that tear you to shreds coming up on them without the Spirit of God. You can't be talking about in somebody else's name. You better know what name you rebuking demons and devils in. You go, your life better be right. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. God said, I work with them with signs following. God said, I confirm my word with signs following. They that bear the vessel of the Lord must be clean. Not perfect, but clean. You have to strive to be clean. You got to work out your salvation with it. You got to make efforts to work and live right. You can't live right on a Tuesday or Wednesday and do what you want to do on a Thursday. You got to work, make every day count. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And the base things of the world, amen, and the things which are despised, God has chosen. Anything that man reject, God wants. They may not pick you in a crowd, may not pick you in a school, but God wants you. God's chosen, yea. In other words, and base things of the world and things which are despised have God chosen. Yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are. God said, somebody said, well, why would God want someone that's unlearned, don't have a DDD behind their name, and they don't have, because God said they won't take my glory. Because when you feel like I got a lot going on with me, I'm all that bad. I'm a bag of chips and everything else to go with it. I don't lack nothing. Then amen. You're not gonna have given God no space to give glory. You're gonna say I did this. I did. It's gonna always be about you. But God said I want to choose people. Amen. Amen. Maybe they don't cross every T right. They may not even know how to pronounce every word right. But when I get through with them, you won't tell the difference. God said, when I get through them, you won't tell the difference. Hallelujah. Because if they speak in tongue or whatever, you don't know what they're saying anyway. They got one all over you. Somebody give God a praise. They say, how you do that? And it wasn't no time to shoot. Glory to God. Anybody can say that. My grandbaby would say that time to shoot. You can't do that in the spirit. You have the Spirit of God speak to you. You don't know how it's going to come out. You don't know how the Holy Ghost is going to be. That's why you can't fake the Holy Ghost. Because people going to know. Because the real Holy Ghost is going to come out. And you're going to speak in other tongues and the Spirit of God give utterance. And from time to time, them tongues are going to change too. Ain't gonna be the same thing for 10, 4, 15 years. You need to maybe go back and get a refreshing or something. Right. You might be saying time to shoot. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew. Amen. We already kind of talked over that in chapter 22, verse 14. For many are called, but few are chosen. Now God wants everybody to be chosen. It ain't like he selects some and don't want the other. But you become chosen when you become to submit your will to God. When you say the Lord call you. And you say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, all I am and all that I'm not. I submit my will to you. And then he begin to select you. Because you're willing to come to him. Called by God, which one do you want to be? Called by God or approved? Amen by man. Do you want a signpost to hang on the wall that you, we finally said, we selected you because you went to school 5 years. And you are a bishop. Or you are apostle. Or you are a deacon. Or you are, because we selected you. We finally made the selection after 10 or 15 years that you are going to be who we selected you to be until you make us mad and then all them things coming off the wall and we're going to disfellowship from our church. Am I preaching today? But if you call by God, then you might not be understood by man, but God said, I'll work with you. God said, if they don't believe you, they'll believe me for the work's sake. They'll know that I'm working with you. With signs following. Amen. Call. I'd rather be called by God. Amen. You call by God, you can keep your right mind. Amen. Amen. You ain't got to be in and out, up and down. We gotta watch that. Don't let your mind flow off to anything. We think that's normal. That's not normal. That's called something else. Glory to God. You got to catch yourself. Yeah, that's not normal, but that's the way you do it. I don't care. I don't know what to wear. Like a drunk person. Amen. Yeah, you have to have sober thoughts. Handala basila bahaya. That's for drunk people. Get up and not sober. You don't have to take an inch of alcohol and everything or anything and be amen. Be not sober in your mind. Because there's so much stuff the devil clutter your mind up with. You don't have to go take a drink or nothing, but you just have fogginess on your mind. You got to pray this stuff away. You got to take a thought. Somebody said, well, it won't go away. Then turn down your plate and fast. Well, it won't go away. What are you listening to? Well, it won't go away. Who you connect with? Birds of a feather flock together. Dealing with people got mind problems. You think you're going to deal with them every day? And you think that's not going to jump off on you? Generation curses. That people, amen, got mind issues. We all got something going on in all our families. My family too. We got stuff going on. But you don't have to be a part of something that's not right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Some people, I heard somebody tell me one time, say, I don't believe in generation curses. I thought to myself, I feel sorry for you. Because you might be in one and don't even know it. Yeah. Yeah, it's real. Curses, amen. They're real. Amen. What's in that bloodline? You don't know where it's going to stop at. It might stop at your door or somebody else's door. It'll stop way down in the family. That's why you want to pray over your children. Curse every generation curse, whether you see it or not. Because they can't pray for themselves. Curse every generation curse. Glory to God. Lord, don't let them be messed up in their mind. They don't know what, then travel down the bloodline. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. When you get saved and born again, that breaks that generation curse. Because God's not going to leave you that way. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Some people don't know that. But God, I'm so glad that God, he said, who the Son set free is free indeed. God will free you in your mind. He don't free you in your mind that you to go back in another mindset. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And you have to do things to keep your mind free. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let this mind be within you, which is also in Christ Jesus. The mind of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter 5. In verse 6, humble yourself. This is it right here. You can't get help from God till you humble yourself. Submit yourself up under God. Submit yourself up under who he put you up under. Submit yourself. Humble yourself. Therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season. God said, if you humble yourself, I'm going to raise you up. I will exalt you. It won't happen when you think, because you'll be thinking that you did it. Most of the time when God's working with you or working upon you, glory to God. He's working with you and working upon you. Glory to God. He's working to bring you in your due season. He's working to exalt you. Amen. It's not going to happen when you think it's going to happen. You got to find out. Sometimes we say, Lord, I have waited long enough. Lord, I'm waiting on you. I'm doing this now. But God has a certain time for your breakthrough and your deliverance. You just got to keep in touch with him so you know what to do in the midst while you're waiting on God. Most of the time, we're not waiting on God like it's going to take him forever. God just bet his eye and do whatever he wants to do. It's something he's working out in you. And something he's working around you. And you got to, he has to know that you can stand to be blessed. Because if he turn around and bless you, you're not prepared for that blessing, you will not keep that blessing. I don't care what kind of blessing it is. I don't care how long you waited for it. If you're not prepared and mature enough spiritually, you will not be able to keep that blessing. Some people God bless and then they turn around, amen, and the devil mess them right up after they're blessed. He will snap, be scared to take your blessing, what God has given you, if you don't have maturity over it. It's just like somebody leaves somebody a large sum of money. If they leave that money to the wrong person, that money is going to be gone in just a minute or two. It's going to be gone. If they're not mature, don't know how to handle the money, they're going to run right through it. God's not going to give you something that you're just going to run right through. It's too many other people waiting. So you got to make sure, God has to make sure, and he knows when you're ready because you don't know when you're ready. And he'll let things come your way to show you some things about yourself, let you know you're not ready. I know God has did that to me. We pray about a lot of things Lord allows something to come your way to see how you're going to handle it. He already know how you're going to handle it. And you cannot handle it, you will not be able to handle the blessing. Somebody give God a praise. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Amen. Casting all your care upon him, for he care for you. Amen. Called by God. I believe I'm winding on down. Called by God. or approved by man? Which one do you want? You want to be called by God or selected by man? Amen. Selected. You don't want to be selected by man. That won't last too long. That's very temporary. You be called by God. He'll work with you through the calling. Whatever he's called you to, he'll help you to get through it. Called by God. Amen. We have to say, see your calling, brother. See your calling. When God called you, see what status of life that you are in. See what kind of person that you are. You a wealthy person, or you just a down the earth person, or don't have money? Look at yourself. And God has called you. Well, you would have been overlooked by man. You know, I might be overlooked by man. I'm sure I am. Don't matter none to me, because I found out God has the greater say-so. God has the greater say-so. And all matters to me if I'm able to get a hold of God. That's my concern. All that other stuff don't matter to me. Amen. If you got all the titles and all this kind of stuff, but you can't even pray a fly off your head. Trying to pray a fly, and the fly still sitting. Won't go nowhere. Ain't no power. I'd rather be called by God, and I know that I've been not selected by man. When man puts you up there, he'll bring you right down. As fast you go up there, fast you come tumbling down. Don't make him mad. Make him mad, you come flying down. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God will has called many to work for him. And he's still calling. And to be called by God, you have to humble yourself. You have to do what God will have you to do. You cannot do what you want to do and say you're called by God. It won't work. It will not work. It'll be you 1 minute, it'll be God the next minute. You'll be back and forth, in the spirit, out the spirit. In the spirit, out of spirit, back and forth, all like that. That will wear you out. It will wear you, Lord said, I'd rather that you be cold or hot, not lukewarm. He said, if you lukewarm, I'll just spew you out of my mouth. God wants you to be, you're either going to be cold, don't work for him at all, don't serve him at all, or you're going to be hot. You don't want the lukewarm stuff. Amen. But you want lukewarm food? Some people might like their food lukewarm. If it's supposed to be hot, I want my food hot. Just like if something's supposed to be sweet, I want it sweet. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We live in a time that, amen, we really need the word of God. The Lord said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I have not, that I won't sin against thee. We need the word to be a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. We need the Lord to continue to lead us. We need the Spirit of God to motivate us. God's people are not motivated. Why? Because the things of this world have taken their motivation. The things, like I say, it don't have to be bad things. Things down here that we have to do and take care of our business. If we let it get too much upon us, it will wear us out. And we won't be motivated for the things of God. It's the Spirit of God that prompts you. Just like the Bible said, the speaking in tongue as the Holy Ghost give utterance. It's the prompting of the Spirit that gives us utterance to speak. It takes the Spirit of God to help us, amen, to be motivated, to come to church, to read the Bible. You're not going to read the Bible of your own. In a natural mind, you never read the Bible. In your natural mind, you never pray. You got the Holy Ghost on the inside. It's going to be crying out down there. Let me out. Let me out. I need some prayer. Let me out. Let me out. I need glory to God to read the word. Let me out. Let me out. I need to go to church. You smother the Spirit of God down on the inside of you if you don't let God be God. Amen. He said, let this mind be within you, which is also in Christ. You know, being in the presence of the Lord, the Bible says there's a fullness of joy. Being in the presence of the Lord will bring you to reality. It'll bring you clarity of mind. You won't have that fog. When this anointing is in the presence, in the house of God, or anywhere in the atmosphere, I tell you what, it would take you out of a dull. You'll find out that your mind was somewhere else. You'll find out, amen, that you was in a fog till you got in the presence of the Lord. So that's how bad we need the Lord. Glory to God. Some people walk with a film over their mind. They don't even know the film on their mind. They need deliverance. People can be bound and don't even know they're bound. There's a lot of people in this world, they are bound and they don't know they're bound because they just came enormously. That's their normal. But when you get the Holy Ghost, just like the Bible say, you'll find out you're walking newness of life. And you'll find out there's clarity in your mind and thoughts. And you'll find out you can touch reality. But all that other stuff, you're walking in a fog. And we have to stay prayerful to stay out the fog. Somebody say, how do I stay out the fog? Stay prayerful. Get in God's word. Come to church. Listen to things of edification. That'll keep you out of the fog. I've heard some say, well, when I can't get to church, I listen to the word. I listen to stuff that, amen. But what? Make sure you listen to the right thing. Listen to something to help you. You'll know if you're listening to something, the right thing or the wrong thing. You listen to the right thing, you're going to be all right. God knows if you can't get there. You listen to something going to edify your soul. Listen to something that you don't understand. The people more confused than you. You ain't going to be helped. Listen to things that people calling things wrong and right, wrong, right and right, wrong. You're going to be more confused. Let this mind be within you, which is also in Christ Jesus. This is the hour that we need to, amen, walk circumspectly, walk real straightforward. Don't move too much to the left. Don't move too much to the right, because you're going to pick up something over here that you don't need. All these winds and doctrines. All these winds and doctrines. All these winds and doctrines. Strange doctrines. Spirit of error. Things that are not in the word of God, and people giving their own interpretation to what they are. And you getting amen. There's no private interpretation of the scriptures. The Lord will reveal to you what is being said. You don't need nobody to interpret to you what is being said but the Holy Ghost. Let this mind be in you. God will not let you be deceived if you're open to him. If you're open to him, he will not let you be deceived. And God, anything that God says, he'll stamp his approval on it. I said he will stamp his approval on it. May not be the same time or when, but God will do it. God, if he says something, he'll back it up 100%. He will confirm his word with signs following. And you will see the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Anything where you see a manifestation of the Holy Ghost, you run to it. You don't run away from it. All this other stuff that people talking, amen, God ain't working nothing, walking with them. You better leave that mess alone. You don't know what you're picking up. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Come on and lift your hand and praise the Lord in here. Come on and lift your hand and praise the Lord in here. The Bible says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. You're not going to be filled if you're not hungry. But the Bible says, he that hunger and thirsts after righteousness. We're hungering and thirsting after everything else. Amen. We put God on the at the bottom of the list. But when something happens, we want God to come on the scene. Where's he at in your life? Down on the bottom of the list. Harder of a whole shire. Amen. You don't have time for demons. You don't have time for devils. And the older I get, I sure don't have time for it. And I talk to God about everything. I said, Lord, if there's any kind of track, get it out of my way. Out of my tolerance. I don't have much tolerance core for stuff like that. Amen. I don't have because you just after so long, you don't want to hear what the devil got to say. You don't want to see what he's doing. And you got time to stop him. Some drunk person talking all crazy and talking to him. It's like, all right, hush, hold your peace. Don't say nothing to me. I've seen people walk down the street. They be out of their mind. That's talking. Devil trying to scare you for the car. You know, yeah, I mean, they get them on all sides of town, right? There are people walking around talking and doing all kind of manifestations of the devil and demon. Yeah, just somebody that's looking out. You better quit looking for something to jump your way. I just walk like that, going to my car, and I'm buying every devil. I'm buying every spirit. Then don't say nothing to me in the name of Jesus. That's one day, if I am scared, you ain't gonna see me scared today. One man, he almost was walking almost in the street. He felt something. He got away, man, near me. And I know that you can't even act like you're scared. As in myself, that's a manifestation of devils. Anything upon you, you can't control, and amen, it's out of your control, there's something wrong with that. You need to be delivered. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody say, I got a gun. I got Jesus. Somebody can't put a gun out fast enough. I don't have one. So nobody better run up on me still. I got Jesus. And that's enough for me. Can't walk down here scared of everything. You can't see everything, right? You can go into your house and looking around. You can't see everything. And the older I get, my steps a little slow, so I ain't running. I'm running ain't gonna fall. You can ask the devil, act like you're scared. Woo! It's the truth. You gotta take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. That's why you gotta be real. You'll never know when you're gonna need the Lord. Amen. I'm just throwing this in here. I mean, I just thought about it. This is the Walgreens up there, one of the Walgreens that I go to. I asked this one lady one time, I said, I just want to ask the question. Is something wrong with y'all lighting in there? I said, I don't know. It never fails when I go to use that restroom in there. After I'm in there, I'm the short time I'm in there, after a while, the lights just go completely black. It's dark in there. The devil said, you can't see nothing now. You know, I said, in the name of Jesus, that's all right. I'm going to be fine. I said, Lord, you're going to put some lights on. I got to see my way out of here. This happened two or three times. I said, where's the manager at in here? I said, is something wrong with your license? I said, it never fails the light to go out. He said, yeah, we need to get it fixed. I said, yeah, they need to get that fixed. Now, this thing, if I didn't have the Lord with me, I'd been panicked. Think somebody was coming in, harm me or something. I want to know that they know about it, because I didn't want to think something wrong with me, and then I'm the only one seeing these lights go out. It happened about three times at different occasions. And so when I go, I said, that's all right, light coming back on. Devil, you a liar. I said, no, Lord, I need light to get out of here. So when I headed that way, the light come on. Devil, have you scared? Trembling and shaking. Sometimes God has taken some of us through some trials throughout our life. Everybody's not fake. You got people that are real. They got testimonies. God done took them through things they could have lost their mind. I done been through things in my life that I could have lost my mind. You'll never think the amen. I heard this one minister say, what they say, they asked their husband, I don't know what I would do without you. The Lord said, you're going to do what you always do. Keep walking with me. You know, you can't let nothing blow your mind over like, it's going to be into me. No, it's going to be into you. You don't keep God in your life. God will help you to get through anything. There were some situations in my life. I didn't know how I was coming through it. But I got my whole mind. Yes. Harder than a whole shire. Somebody give God a praise. Those are trials and tests. You got to put all your confidence in the Lord. And leave the consequences to him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. Don't get caught up into nobody. Nothing. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Glory to God. We love our husband, we love our wife, we love our children. But like I said before, you read the word of God, when we go to heaven, you're not going to say, these my children. You're not going to be able to say, this my husband. This my wife. Because the Bible said we're going to all be as angels. Did somebody read? The word is coming out of my mouth. Did somebody read the word? That's what's in the word. So they let you know, God just give you to lend them to you for a while. And you be lended to them for a while. So put your confidence in God, because he's the one going to be there for you. God's brightness and his glory is so powerful. We cannot look upon his glory. So we see the glory of God through his people. We see the manifestation through God through what he does through people. But if he were appearing right here, we cannot stand to see him. No flesh would see God. He's too bright. His glory is too bright. The Bible tells us that. Our bodies will be consumed how bright his glory is. That's why you're going to have a changed body. That's why I'm going to have a changed body. A glorified body. And you'll be able to see his presence then. Hallelujah! Somebody give God the praise. You know, I have some of those singers. I like some of them oldest quartet groups. I like all this, a lot of singing. But I listen to it. I always say when they play, and I say, that's my brother right there. I be saying, just like there's some of them dead and gone. Brother Lee Williams, Trouble in My Way. I just love it. And I said, Lord, one day we're going to be able to see. I said, I would like to see those people. Amen. See them again. But they didn't quit. They didn't quit. They just kept on pressing on through here. They fought the good fight of faith. I've heard him singing. He's like, Lord, I have to cry sometime. And he fought on to the end. Even when he was on this way, getting out of here, he had people were singing with him. They would tell him the words, because he couldn't even remember the words. He was fighting with different things, and he would say what they say. I've seen it all the way to the end. Hallelujah. Away with these people up there talking about, if you don't look like me, you don't sound like me, you ain't say, you better keep your mouth up off of these people, because most of the people you think not going to heaven, them the ones that be there. Well, the ones that think that they made man that's doing it all right and wearing it all tight, it ain't going to be nowhere. Somebody ought to give God a praise. You can't say who's going to heaven, who's not going to heaven. You better make sure you're there. There's enough work to make sure you're there. That makes work. That way, because I'm preaching and doing all this, I got to really work with it, make my calling in the election sure. Ain't no special privileges for people that carry the word. You must live the word. You must be amen, that example. You want to work for God? You got to be an example. On a bad day, on a good day, you still got to be that example. You can't go hide nowhere for 5 hours or 10 hours, and you still got to work. When you don't feel like going on, you got to go on. Somebody's watching you. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. This is soul food, what they say. Soul food. People looking for something to keep their soul together. People tired of eating all these little crackers and pebbles and everything. Pebbles, cereals and everything. Crackers and everything. They looking for something to stick to your rib. That's why it's helped me all these years. Coming into my 43rd or 40 some years, God has kept me. Amen. Been about almost 14 years in ministry. God has upheld me. With the help of the small group of people I have, God has upheld this ministry. Lord, let me know your ministry. You might not see that many people in here, but it's going all out there. You're helping people. Somebody, amen, could have said, I'm going to end it all. You don't know who you kept stop for the end of their life. You just don't know. Because the devil deceived people and tell them hell is not no such thing as hell. Oh, yes, it is. It is a such thing as hell. If you don't go to heaven, you are going to hell. There's no in-betweens. Somebody say, don't say that. Yes, we said it. Amen. I remember I used to go to church before I got saved when I was younger. I tell you, I was all right till they started talking about Jesus. And can you hear the Spirit say, make a change? I'm like, I ain't make no change today. I don't want to make one. I would say, stop saying that. What's wrong with people been shouting? I'm saying, going crazy or what? So I've been there. I wish they stopped talking about that. That's why I wish they stopped talking about this. You better hear it now, because you won't hear it in hell. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. can't tell God what you can't do, what you can do. Sometimes I find myself saying that, Sister Joanne. Lord, I can't do that. Somebody was telling me, we were just talking. When I was thinking about a revival, I said, I thought about that, but I started saying all the stuff, what I can't do. Lord, and I said, Lord, whatever you say, I said, but Lord, sometimes you look upon yourself. Some people, they just feel like, if they know anything about you, they know the presence of God works with you. They feel like you can do anything. But they don't know that you feel not like that. That's what God called people that's humble. That's talking about, oh, I can do anything. No. God calls them ones that, I'd be like, Lord, I'm getting older. I don't know if I can do that. Lord, I'm driving. I got limited time. I'm in on side, on my side of town. I'm staying on there. I'm limited. I said, Lord, amen. You do need pastors. They do need confidence. They need support people with them. You don't leave the pastor out there. That's precious. A pastor is precious. You don't leave them out there. You cover them. They shouldn't be wandering out by themselves at nighttime. They shouldn't be, but when you cover them, they're special, amen, to the Lord. They're special that you had before. But I said, Lord, help me. You know, many times I've suffered, you know, and that just comes along with age. As you get older, you just start saying, I can't do this, can't do it. And I ask the Lord to help me not say so much, I can't do. You know, my spirit wants to do it, but my flesh, like all this today. I ain't know God's going to be doing all this with me today. But he stretch you out. He'll give you something to say here. He'll give you something to say there. Because people, amen, they need something for their soul. Your soul is going to heaven, not your flesh. My soul is going to heaven. Your flesh is not, no flesh can enter the kingdom of God. Your flesh going back to the dust, to the dirt. Your soul, that's what the Bible says, to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. It's going to be with Jesus. If you're living right, it's going to be with Jesus. I'm done. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.